Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm here to help you conquer your vision loss. We have a couple exciting conferences coming up. The first one is going to be in October, the first weekend in October, and it's our sixth annual microcurrent case conference. It's held at the beautiful Carefree Resort in Carefree, Arizona. And this conference is open for patients, doctors, and folks interested in learning more about microcurrent stimulation. There's an introductory training, there's a hands-on workshop, and there's also going to be a special session for eye doctors to learn more about microcurrent. So if you do have an interest in microcurrent, or if you're currently doing microcurrent, you'd like to learn more, this is a perfect conference for you to attend. And for more information, you can give the office a call at 800-430-9328, or you can go to www.microcurrentconference.org. We're also having an acute care course in homeopathy. As many of you know, homeopathy is what really got me started with alternative medicine. And during this course, you'll learn the principles of healing that I guarantee will change you and your health forever. This course is going to be held via the webinar, and we're going to be meeting one Saturday a month for 6 months, and the webinar will be recorded, so in case you can't make that particular Saturday, there will be a recording for you to listen to. It's a very comprehensive course, and you're going to learn the basics of acute prescribing in homeopathy. Just to give you some examples of some things that happened last week in my office that were truly remarkable and truly illustrate the power of homeopathy. My receptionist suddenly developed a severe throbbing headache, nausea. She wanted to leave work, and I gave her a few pellets of a homeopathic remedy for headaches, and within seconds, her pain went away. During the office, a patient's sister was complaining of severe agonizing menstrual cramps and asked me if I had anything to help her. I gave her a few pellets of this remedy for cramps, and she was shocked that her pain went away so quickly. So these are just a couple examples of how powerful homeopathy can be, especially in the acute situation. And I encourage you to sign up for this course. I guarantee you that it'll change your health forever. If you want more information on the course, give the office a call at 800-430-9328, and we're going to be starting October the 27th. This evening, I have my good friend, Dr. Robert Sanet. Dr. Sanet is probably one of the top vision therapists in the country, and he also educates doctors on vision therapy, and I have much gratitude to him because I took his extensive one-year course, and he taught me the fine aspects of vision therapy. Dr. Sanet, thank you so much for joining us on Healthy Vision.
You're very welcome, Dr. Kondrat.
And you know,
on the show,
when I did my training in ophthalmology, we made fun of vision therapists. We thought that they really had no purpose, and of course, the pediatric ophthalmologists are totally against vision therapy. But when I began to explore other options for my patients, with macular degeneration and glaucoma, I felt that vision therapy might have some potential. And after taking your course convinced me the powers of vision therapy. So I wanted to start just by sharing with the listeners how you got interested in optometry and then what led you to vision therapy.
Well, when I was 19 years old, I was in a very severe automobile accident, which required 20 surgeries over a two-year period all on my head. At the end of that period of time, I saw double. I had difficulty reading, comprehending, remembering things. I had a lot of spatial problems in terms of driving, remembering directions. I got lost a lot. And through a series of events, was directed towards vision therapy. And in 10 months, my life was changed. I was back in college. I was reading better, actually, than I'd ever read before in my life. It was actually a remarkable experience for me. So that's how I got into vision training, was actually as a patient. And then I completed my university. And then went on to optometry school, and then did a one-year residency at the Optometric Center of New York City, and then came out to California to practice, San Diego, California.
Now, there's a lot of misconceptions about vision therapy, and I wonder if we could just talk a little bit about what exactly is vision therapy, who is a good candidate for vision therapy. I know because after I took your course, I really felt that vision therapy is such a powerful modality that can help so many people. So what exactly is vision therapy?
Sure. Vision therapy has been around for about 80 years. What it is a series of procedures and exercises that help the eyes and the brain and the eyes to coordinate better, to learn to track more efficiently across a page, to focus more efficiently up close for longer periods of time, to change focus from distance to near, be able to comprehend better, remember better. The groups that it's beneficial for, it's a wide range of groups. The largest single group in terms of my patient base is people who have learning problems. Either children who have difficulty reading or adults who can read but have difficulty with reading efficiency. So they spend hours and hours studying with very, very little results. It's also very effective for people who have crossed eyes. There's a book that came out by a neuroscientist who went through vision therapy herself called Fixing My Gaze. Her name is Dr. Susan Barry. And it tells her own journey through three surgeries, which were not successful in straightening her eyes. And subsequent to vision therapy, her eyes were straight, and she had remarkable depth perception for the first time in her life. It's a remarkable book and a remarkable journey. And then it's also very beneficial for people after traumatic brain injury. A lot of the wounded warriors now are receiving optometric vision therapy, and actually there's a grant now through the National Institutes of Health studying the benefits of optometric vision therapy for these wounded warriors who are coming back with post-traumatic problems.
And then also, I have found that vision therapy is helpful for people with macular degeneration and glaucoma, you know,
yes,
they have a visual loss.
Yes, it can also be helpful for that group as well. It certainly doesn't cure macular degeneration or doesn't cure glaucoma, but what it does is it enables people with macular degeneration or glaucoma or other serious medical eye problems to function much better in terms of their reading, in terms of their writing, in terms of their navigating through space. Many times can get back into driving again. So, yes, it can also be beneficial for that group as well. Not so much as curing the problem, but helping them to function so much better in life with their vision loss.
You're listening You're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Conrad, and my guest is Dr. Robert Sanett, who's an optometrist, who's a vision therapy educator, who's a vision therapy practitioner. He just has a wealth of knowledge with vision therapy. And we're going to be talking in more detail about maybe some examples of conditions and treatment success when we come back. We would like to hear from you. You can reach us at 602-277-KFNX or 866-536-1100.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Have you considered Dr. Condrit's three-day program? Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Has your eye doctor told you that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? Are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to one or more of these questions, then you will benefit from Dr. Conrad's three-day program. Spend 3 days at the beautiful Florida Wellness Center located 30 minutes north of Tampa and receive a state-of-the-art evaluation of your eye problem. Treatments are then customized to help improve your vision. Daily lectures and healthy organic meals make this the perfect place to restore your health and vision. For more information, call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328. Dr. Condrit's new book, which is receiving rave reviews, is now available. This book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight, is a must if you have a vision problem and want to learn the latest alternative treatments that can restore your sight. Dr. Edward Condrit is a messenger of hope. He truly embodies the ideal of first, do no harm. His careful explanations of the 10 essentials to eye health serve as a powerful introduction and reinforcement to those who choose this road less traveled. Dr. Conrad's new book is fascinating and is receiving excellent reviews. Learn about the latest alternative treatments that can restore your sight. Don't delay, call now and save 20% on his new book, The 10 Essentials to Save Your Sight. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328. Are you one of the two-thirds in Phoenix underwater on your mortgage? Does stress about money keep you up at night? If so, there's a 10-year-old multi-million-dollar wellness company in Chandler that is thriving in this down economy. Over the past 3 years, they've experienced over 600% growth, and they're looking for motivated individuals just like you that want to earn extra income. They have full and part-time professionals making $500 to $100,000 a month. Nothing comes close to this opportunity. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Kelly from Washington. I made over $1,000 in my first month and over $25,000 in my first 90 days, and my income continues to skyrocket.
So call now, 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276, or visit thrivinginaz.com to learn more about this amazing company. Stop stressing about money. Improve your life with a company that has experienced over 600% growth. Call 800-494-1276. That's 800-494-1276 or visit thrivinginaz.com.
Since 1991, the law offices of Willinchek & Bartness have provided the quality business litigation service that you'd find at a big firm with small firm atmosphere. Willinchek & Bartness focus on cases involving breach of contract, real estate litigation, construction defect, business fraud, and breach of fiduciary duty. For professional yet very personal legal representation, call Willinchek & Bartness today at 602-606-2810. That's 602-606-2810.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Health and Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat. And with me is Dr. Robert Sanett, optometrist and vision therapist and vision educator. Dr. Sanett, I hope you could share with us some examples some patients who have benefited. I know you have hundreds of patients who have benefited from vision therapy. I've seen it, but I wonder if you could just give the listeners a little sample of how.
I'll start with two or three very, very different cases, if there's more questions, I'd be happy to answer them, or if you want more cases. Her name is Sue. She was 42 years old when she first came in to see me. She was the wife of a minister. She had suffered from bad headaches her entire life. Her quote was that she had headaches for at least since she was six, really as long as she could remember was her exact quote, as long as she had headaches. They were absolutely debilitating, especially with close work. And she had basically stopped reading, stopped sewing, stopped doing anything near. When I saw her, she was taking 8 to 12 ibuprofen per day and 1 to 2 Percocet when the headaches were really bad. She had she wore glasses and had yearly exams from either an ophthalmologist or an optometrist for her entire life. When I examined her, I found a very significant what's called convergence insufficiency and difficulty with fusion. I did not change her glasses, but she entered into a program of optometric vision therapy. At the end of 4 months, her headaches were significantly reduced. She no longer needed Percocet at all.
Excuse me, Dr. Sennett. I wonder if you could explain what convergence insufficiency is, because this is a common problem.
Yeah,
and I think it's important that the listeners know exactly what it is.
Sure. When we work up close, the eyes, instead of being straight like we look in the distance, have to turn in to focus on the page, and both eyes have to do that and be able to sustain that convergence or the turning in of the eyes for extended periods of time if we're going to read or sew or write or work on the computer. And many people have difficulty converging or pulling the eyes in together. So what happens is they have specific symptoms like tired eyes, red eyes, headaches, blurred vision, loss of concentration when they're working up close. And there's a lot of misdiagnosis. They found that a significant portion of people who were diagnosed with what's called attention deficit disorder actually had convergence problems. And when the convergence problems were remediated, they no longer had the problems in attention. So rather than having to take years and years of medication with lots of side effects to that medication, the problem can be completely cured through the vision therapy.
This is something that an eye doctor can diagnose in a couple of minutes. You don't need CT scan or...
Yes and no. The majority of eye doctors are only interested in examining the eyes for distance visual acuity, so that people can see clearly when they drive or watch a movie. But the majority of doctors, over 95%, actually don't test for near vision, for convergence, for the quality of fusion or how well the eyes work together at near. You really need to be seen by a specialist in this area. Many, many people have their eyes examined every year, as did Sue. From the time she was 6 to the time she was 42, she had yearly eye exams. It was never discovered because nobody tested for that condition.
But don't forget, I took your course and graduated, so
right.
I know that one aspect, too.
People who go through my course, people who go through other people's courses. Certainly, I'm not the only person that gives education in this area. There's hundreds and hundreds of doctors who do this, and there's national organizations, both in the United States and overseas, who specialize in this type of treatment. Mm-hmm. So I am certainly by no means unique, not unique in San Diego, and certainly not unique across the United States. There are many, many highly qualified doctors in this area who do this type of work. But the majority of doctors, again, eye doctors, do not test for this. And therefore, the problem is either undiagnosed or misdiagnosed. And it's sad, as it was with this woman that I was speaking about, Sue. Mm-hmm. And by the end of 8 months, she had her first day without a headache in 36 years. She could sew or read for as long as she wanted. She was pain-free. She was off of medication in a rather short amount of time, weekly visits for about eight months, and she was done. She was doing great. And she had
so what exactly did the therapy consist of?
Well, she came in for weekly visits, and there's a host of procedures and instruments that help to work on teaching the brain to enhance the fusion of the eyes and convergence and the focusing of the eyes. And that could be done in an in-office program and combined with some home exercises as well. So in Sue's case, she came in for 1 hour a week for about 8 months or 32 visits, and she was totally cured of her problem, which she had for 36 years, and changed her life, obviously. She was not reading. She was not sewing. She hated to work on computers, and all that's gone now. She loves to do all of those things. So that's just one example of actually a very easy case in general. But the sad part is, again, she had had more than 30 eye exams in between the time she was six and the time I saw her at 42, and not one of those eye doctors had ever tested for this. And it just jumps out at you if you just test for the problem.
Yeah, what a dramatic case. I mean, that's the kind of cases that give me goosebumps. And I know when I took your course, and you're being very modest, I think you're probably one of the top educators with vision therapy talking to other eye doctors in the business. So I think it's just a touch of modesty. So can you give us another example?
Sure. It's, a lot of people would argue with you about my modesty, but I'll tell you about another case. I talked to you about a young man who came in after an automobile accident. He had a traumatic brain injury. He was 21 years old. He was no longer able to drive. He identified with this young man a lot because it was similar to my own experiences. He had to drop out of college. He was just an unhappy person because his life was basically taken away from him. He was certainly living, walking around, and the sad part was is that he looked, for all intents and purposes, looked normal. He certainly didn't have any problems, but he was similar to these cases that come back from with concussive injuries from places like Iraq and Afghanistan, where these wounded warriors come back with post-traumatic vision syndrome. They look fine, but they have tremendous difficulty with concentration, with memory, with organization. And he was someone who required more therapy than Sue, who I told you about. Alan needed about a year and a half of therapy, but I keep in contact with him, and actually he's become a friend subsequent to the therapy, and he's just graduated from university. He's doing really well. He is getting married soon. He is beginning a career as an educator. He's just doing exceptionally
well. We're coming up to another break, and you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. My guest is Dr. Robert Stanett. We're talking about a really interesting case of traumatic brain injury. And once again, this is a condition that is often underdiagnosed. Many people have sustained a slight bump on their head or athletic injury or a fall, and they have different, you know, a mild degree of traumatic brain injury. So we're going to be right back after this break and would like to hear from you.
News Radio, I'm Lynn Berry. Eric Fernstrom, a top advisor to Republican presidential contender Mitt Romney, says Romney and running mate Paul Ryan are now in agreement. The pair would, if elected, restore the $716 billion that President Obama and Ryan himself each proposed cutting from the growth of Medicare spending over the next decade.
This is the first election cycle I can remember in a long time where Democrats are on the defensive because of Medicare. The reason they're on the defensive is because of the mistake that they made to go raid Medicare in order to pay for a massive new entitlement called Obamacare.
Fernstrom spoke on CNN's State of the Union. Thousands of people are being told to get out of the way of twin wildfires closing in on their rural enclaves in Northern California. About 1,000 families were told to clear out of the Featherville, Idaho area where a wildfire is headed toward 350 homes. This is NBC News Radio.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. High temperatures throughout this Sunday, probably 99 to 102. And as we move into next week, we're up to about 105 again by Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll continue to see widely scattered desert showers and thunderstorms throughout the weekend. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 102 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
We are dedicated to helping you understand your investments. We are Trajan Wealth. We'll adjust your investment strategy to a comfortable risk level and minimize fees. If your investment portfolio isn't living up to your lifestyle, or if you just want a confidential second opinion, call Jeff Jr. at 480-990-3300. Jeff will help you face the financial world with confidence. Call 480-990-3300. Trajan Wealth LLC, a registered investment advisor, FINRA SIPC.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Kondrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
Join Sandra R. Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for My Versatile Life, a conversation about people and God and the wisdom to overcome challenging situations. My Versatile Life, Sunday at 6:30 p.m.
Free admission and free parking. Don't miss the huge RV sale at IKEA. 17th through the 26th. Huge RV discounts on the nation's best motorhomes, toy haulers, trailers, and campers. All shapes, sizes, colors, and floor plans. East Valley RV Roadshow Sale at IKEA on I-10 for great RV deals.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Well, welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And with me is Dr. Robert Sennett, and we're talking about vision therapy. And we just finished discussing an interesting case on traumatic brain injury. And this is a very common problem that's underdiagnosed. And I would like to hear from you. So if you do have a question for either myself or Dr. Sennett, please give us a call at 602-277-KFNX. Or you can reach us toll-free at 866-536-1100. So, Dr. Sennett, how was the treatment, the therapy, different for this gentleman with traumatic brain injury compared to Sue, who had the convergence insufficiency?
Yeah, well, he had different problems in a number of areas. We had to work on his eye tracking. He had damage to the control of his eye muscles. His eye muscles were intact, but his brain's control of his eye muscles were interfered with because of the brain injury, so that he skipped over words, he lost his place when he read. He had, again, great difficulty with concentration. He also had trouble with fusion. He was wearing prism when he first came in to help him to use his eyes together. We were able to reduce the prism significantly through very specific exercises that are designed to reduce the prism. We also worked on a lot of what's called visual perception. He had great difficulty, again, with areas related to spatial aspects in terms of remembering routes from one place to another. He had difficulty with concentrating for long periods of time. He confused words that looked similar, and we did a lot of training with various procedures related to visual perception and spatial perception with him. And it was a wonderful case, very gratifying to see this young man go from, you know, dropping out of school, being miserable, having a bad attitude because his life was taken away from him, going to, and actually the worst part for him is he wasn't believed because he didn't have any outward signs. He looked fine. So people thought he was just faking it. But all you needed to do is spend 5 minutes with this young man to understand that he really wanted to do better. And after the therapy, again, has a university degree, just doing great in life, a job as a teacher. He's doing wonderful.
Yeah, I have a very important question for you.
Sure.
How can the listeners find someone who's qualified in vision therapy?
Sure.
How do you know someone has the credentials, the training, to really do the proper therapy and get good results?
Sure. There's an international body which certifies doctors with incompetence in this area. The name of the organization is the College of Optometrists in Vision Development. They can be reached on their website, covd.org. And all you need to do is punch in, a geographical area in the United States or overseas, and it would give you the name of a doctor who would be close to you, who, again, is certified in this area.
You're going to be happy to hear this, Dr. Senator, that every patient I see, they get that web address. Because, you know,
correct,
most of the people that I see travel to see me, and I'm
sure
not able to do weekly sessions with vision therapy, but I always encourage them to take that step to, you know, improve their visual function.
That's great. It's very, very, very beneficial to people with all types of low vision problems caused by macular degeneration, caused by glaucoma, caused by other problems, or just functional problems where they just never learned to coordinate their eyes well, or that they had an unsuccessful surgery to try to straighten their eyes, and many people have 2 and 3 surgeries, and it wasn't successful, as was the case for Dr. Susan Barry, who wrote the book Fixing My Gaze, remarkable book.
Yeah, that's a great book. I have it in my office, and that, you know, her writing that book really gave a lot of press to vision therapy. It kind of, I guess, the switchboards were lit up because more and more people then began to explore that option. But there have been many scientific studies supporting vision therapy, and I wonder if you could maybe talk about a few of the studies that support the
sure
work.
Yeah, some of the more recent studies, there have been studies for 60 years or 70 years, but some of the more recent studies came out of the National Academies of Science in 2007. There was a time when they thought that our visual system was fixed, and after age 6 or after age 7, nothing could be done. There was some landmark work done by 2 researchers in the 1970s by the name of Ubel and Wiesel, and after their work, it was thought to be fixed. However, all of the new research that's come out, culminating in this symposium in the National Academies of Sciences, there was paper after paper after paper and study after study showing that there is indeed neuroplasticity in the human visual system into adulthood. And actually, there's always plasticity in the visual system. So that was, again, the most landmark research in terms of supporting the work we do because, again, of this neuroplasticity, which is now widely accepted through the scientific community, although some doctors mistakenly tell their patients, you're too old, nothing can be done because you have this problem past 6 years old or past 7 years old or even 10 years old. That's absolutely false information. They're showing neuroplasticity in the visual system into, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, and actually now the what was called the critical period, where they thought it was only up to age 6, they now understand the critical period is from just after birth to just before death. And anywhere in between those two times, you can do something to change visual function.
That is really exciting because I feel, even if you take somebody with macular degeneration or glaucoma and you give them a certain set of exercises or vision therapy work, they can improve their vision. They can improve their function. You're not going to cure the macular degeneration, but you're going to take what vision they have and you're going to bring it to a much higher level.
That's true.
The Italians are really into that. I know we're both familiar with the Nidec MP-1, which is a machine that retrains the eye. There was a major study done in Italy, and they took folks with macular degeneration. And just by going through this training, they had an improvement of reading, visual acuity, et cetera. And wasn't there another study that was done with a group of macular degeneration patients at a veterans hospital?
I can't quote that right now, but again, with improved function. And actually, I'm going over to Italy to do some seminars beginning in November. And I know you're over there now doing some research yourself, studying microcurrent at the university in Rome. So, yeah, there's a lot of exciting things happening now with doctors who keep up with the literature and are willing to look for alternative methods rather than just telling a patient, oh, you have macular degeneration or you have glaucoma or you have a learning problem in school or you have a traumatic brain injury and you just have to live with it, or just trying to medicate them. There's a lot of things you can do through homeopathy, microcurrent, and visual training to help people to function much, much better in life and not have to accept their disability as being something that cannot be improved.
So I wonder if you can share with us another case, another example of how vision therapy.
Sure. I'd actually like to go to a whole different area, actually. I had the good fortune when I was younger to work a lot with athletes, rather high-level athletes, so professional athletes, and also specifically, I worked for 13 years with the men's volleyball team through 2 gold medals and 1 bronze medal. When I began working with the team, they had never won a medal. Matter of fact, never even qualified for the Olympics. And I was asked by the Olympic committee to evaluate the team and then design a vision training program for the team. And 8 months later, they won a gold medal. Now, I'm certainly not going to take credit for the gold medal. They had a phenomenal group of players. They had the best coach at that time, a coach by the name of Doug Beal, who was the best coach in the world. Just phenomenal, phenomenal volleyball players. But one of the pieces of the puzzle was to enhance their vision, so we worked with eye-hand coordination, vision and balance, improving their depth perception, improving their visual reaction.
We're coming up to another break, and that's really exciting. So vision therapy helps win a gold medal. You're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat. With me is Dr. Robert Sanit, and we're going to be back after this break talking about maybe another interesting case on how vision therapy can help. And maybe it can help you. So if you do have difficulty reading or memory or problems like that, stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this break.
Have you considered Dr. Condrat's 3-day program?
Do you have an eye problem that is limiting your vision? Has your eye doctor told you that nothing else can be done? Are you afraid of surgery or injections? Are you looking for an alternative method to improve your vision? Are you concerned about passing the vision test for your driver's license? If you answered yes to one or more of these questions, then you will benefit from Dr. Condrat's three-day program. Spend 3 days at the beautiful Florida Wellness Center located 30 minutes north of Tampa and receive a state-of-the-art evaluation of your eye problem. Treatments are then customized to help improve your vision. Daily lectures and healthy organic meals make this the perfect place to restore your health and vision. For more information, call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Are you interested in a consultation with Dr. Condrat or one of his three-day programs? His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. This comprehensive program includes an extensive diagnosis based on homeopathic principles, daily lectures on the essentials to improve your vision, and 3 days of intensive treatments. Take this important step now. Call 1-800-430-9328 to learn more about this special program. His three-day program is the best way to help you regain your vision loss. Call 1-800-430-9328.
London gold, it's the best.
Diamonds. A gift of diamond jewelry says, you're special. You're special to me. That's why selecting the perfect diamond is so important. For over 30 years, London Gold has been privileged to be a part of these special events. The experience of selecting your diamond is special to us. We understand how important this transaction is to you. Our staff of designers and craftsmen will help you select the diamond and create a distinctive and impressive piece of jewelry that will fit your budget. Our prices will impress you. Visit our website and see for yourself. London Gold Sparkles, with 3 valley locations, Arrowhead, Chandler, and Scottsdale. Or visit us online at londongold.com.
London Gold, it's the best.
The Phoenix housing market is finally hot again. And if you're under contract to buy a house and you're afraid your current lender cannot close on time, you need to give us a call today. We're Alliance Financial Resources, and we're a local mortgage bank, and we've got great rates, we've got great communication, and we've got the speed you need to close on time. Give us a call for your approval today. 602-772-3154. Again, 602-772-3154. We're an equal housing lender.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat, and with me is Dr. Robert Sennett, an optometrist, a vision therapist, and a vision educator. And once again, Dr. Sennett, I wonder if you could tell the folks how they can find a qualified doctor who does the work that you're describing.
Sure. There's an international group called COVD. They certify competence in this area with written and oral examinations, and they can be reached at covd.org.
We were also talking about a wonderful opportunity for people to get involved with vision therapy without becoming an eye doctor, without going to optometry school, and that's to become a vision therapist or someone who assists. And I know that typically, you know, the really successful vision therapy practice have top-notch vision therapists working, someone who could carry out these treatments. So maybe you could talk a little bit about how one gets educated to become a vision therapist. What is the job like? Career opportunities, etc.
There's a great need for this area because, again, optometrists who provide these services have many, many patients, and they can't see them all them by themselves. So they employ what's called optometric vision therapists. These people work for the optometrist under the supervision of the optometrist. And they work directly with patients, working on visual tracking, focusing eye coordination, and visual perceptual areas. There are two basic ways they are trained. Number one is sometimes the optometrist themselves actually teaches them on the job to all the techniques they need. But the better way of doing it really is to attend courses. I give courses in that area, as well as a group called OEP, the Optometric Extension Program, and they can be reached at oepf.org. And they give continuing education courses both for optometrists and vision therapists. It's really an exciting field because it enables someone who likes to work with people the opportunity to actually be involved in changing a person's life in rather remarkable ways. And there's a lot of job satisfaction and personal satisfaction you get from changing somebody's life, like the people I was speaking to you about, actually the people I was speaking to you about, the minister's wife who had the headaches her whole life, or the young man who had a traumatic brain injury, or the Olympic volleyball players. I didn't work with them alone, actually. My vision therapist also aided me in working with them. So not only did I get the gratification from all of those experiences, but my vision therapist shared in that as well, and there were valuable people in helping me to help those people.
Yeah, so it's a great career opportunity. So any of the listeners out there, you're looking for a career change. I know there is a big demand for qualified vision therapists. It takes a little bit of education, but the work environment is phenomenal. You're involved in helping people. You see the progress over time, and it's very, very satisfying. Any other examples, Dr. Sanit?
Sure. I'd like to talk about actually my favorite area. And that's working with children with learning problems. One example would be a patient, a little boy by the name of Andy, who came in to see me in second grade. He was in special classes in school for learning disabilities. He had significant difficulty reading and math and spelling. He was attained in first grade, but really did not make very much progress even after being retained. Even with the special classes and the extra help in reading, he was still not doing well. He was labeled as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. He had terrible handwriting, again, terrible spelling. When I examined him, he had I found a tremendous problem with his visual tracking, problem with focusing, and the thing I spoke about before, he had a very significant convergence insufficiency, and he had a lot of visual perceptual problems in visual memory and visual sequencing and visual discrimination. His deficits in visual perception were 2 to 3 years below his chronological age, so he was age 8, but they're actually performing at age 5 in his visual perception. He was in therapy for about a year and a half, but after that year and a half, all visual abilities were normalized. His tracking was good. His convergence became normalized. All areas of visual perception were at or above his age level. And actually, his favorite thing after vision therapy was reading. He read avidly. He loved to read. He became an excited learner. And those are actually my most gratifying cases of all my cases, I think, are the very young people who have problems with learning in school, and they can be helped greatly from the vision therapy. So, again, the vision therapy can be from, you know, a young boy like Andy at age 8, all the way up through that boy 20 years old with a traumatic brain injury to the woman who, the minister's wife, who had severe headaches in her 40s and had them for 30 years, or some people much older who have macular degeneration or glaucoma.